good evening. My name's Richard. This is Over and Over and Over Again. It is Wednesday evening. This is the second in our new series of our favourite fivers. Last week, of course, we did our favourite five summer signings and some great memories and some great players. Of course, we talked about them. This week, it's something slightly different. It is going to be our favourite five Arsenal away kits, or third kits as well, are included. So all the kits that haven't been the home kit over the years. This can be any year. From any era, it doesn't matter. Then we're going to talk about our favourite five. Of course, it's not the best five. You can't really have a best five kit, can you? It's all what everybody thinks. So if you guys in the chat want to add your favourite away kits or third kits into the chat, let us know. We can add them into the list as well. And we're going to go through our favourite five. This is going to be good fun, this, actually, because we've had so many great kits and so many bad kits as well. So this is our favourite five, Arsenal away and third kits. And we have got two very special guests in two very nice Arsenal away and third kits with us as well, which is great. We've all got a different shirt on as well, which makes it even better. It wasn't planned. We just wore what we wore, and it turns out we've all picked a different one, which is great. Adam, of course, was here last week for the top five, or favourite five, sorry, summer signings. He's back for the away shirts. How are you this week, my friend?
Yeah, really, really good. Really looking forward to this one. It's been really tough, but it's also been really good fun going through my wardrobe and old boxes of kits and seeing, pulling some stuff out and that. So yeah, really looking forward to it.
Good stuff. Yeah, it is going to be very, very good. Steve, as well, good to see you again. I know you've been wanting to know about kits for ages, haven't you? So now's your chance to talk about your favourite kits. I know you're going to look forward to it.
Well, get your kit out. Yeah, we're doing that. Yeah, get me kit off. No, we won't be doing that live, ladies and gentlemen, because I don't want to scare anyone. But mate, looking forward to it. Got the old team back together again, as they say. Let's get on with it, Rich. Come on.
Let's make it. Tell you what, though, right? Before we go any further, one thing that I did contemplate was putting all my kits on. And I'm taking them off one at a time,
like a Russian doll.
It's way too hot for that. I did get three kits deep, and I thought it's getting too much. Plus, I would have needed a sixth one to reveal one at first. And it just like,
not going to wrap. Yeah, no. That would have been good.
I've saved them a bit
of a big ask, but maybe, especially in this heat, you're right. We've got a few comments already. Loki's in. How you doing, Loki? Good to see you, my friend. Hope you're well. Steve says, look at those guns at the bottom. Indeed, of course, you know, the guns everywhere else as well. Andy's in as well. Good evening, Rich and guests. How you doing? Loki as well said, obviously, hello, Steve. And Adam, great stuff. Right, okay, so let's get cracking. We'd have to start, of course, any top five rundown, like the old top 40 from the 1980s. We always have to start with Adam. You will go first, and now Adam's doing it slightly differently, actually. What Adam's going to do is he's actually got the kits with him and next to him in live there, so it's great. So, Adam, please reveal your kit at number five for us today.
So, as I said, it's been really, really tough, but it's always been really good fun. First of all, this one was highly commended. It was up there for me, but I did put it on tonight. I nearly put the black one on, because, again, I think that is also a very strong kit, the black kit. Last year's black kit, I would say. But I think it's still too recent to be classed as my top favorite, but this one was highly commended. I like the fact that it was a different kind of style of yellow. It had the thin kind of burgundy red currant stripes in it as well. It's quite different. Wasn't our best kind of, you know, I think this was 2011-2012. It wasn't our greatest kind of time on the pitch, but I just really liked the kit. It had the nice red currant shorts as well, and I think it had the hooped socks, which was really, really nice. But anyway, that wasn't what you asked me. I went off on a tangent, so we'll come back on the room and roll
what
up
have you
here.
Been drinking, or have you?
I've literally only just started, so
well, I mean,
it's only going to get worse. It's only going to get worse from here. Right. So we're going to go all the way back to 1994, I believe, when Nike first took over our kits, and they come out with this bad boy.
I like that one.
I believe this was Nike's first away kit alongside the red kit when we had Bergkamp come in. But for this kit particularly, it's Ian Wright, I remember. I just remember pictures of Ian Wright, watching Ian Wright play. I don't think we were particularly successful in it, but I like it because it was the first modern era blue kit. You know, we had, believe it or not, I don't know if you know, we had blue kits back in the early 1900s. It was like one of our, I think our first ever away kit was a blue and white striped effort, if my history tells me right. So we did have a history of blue, but then we didn't have blue away kits for years. Like, we're talking decades. But then when Nike kind of come in, they come up with this. And I love it. I love that badge. I think that badge was a classic with the gold kind of emblems. I love the the Gunners that's built into the shirt. You know, the actual wording Gunners. The lightning that we've kind of got in the new home kit now as well is in there. I like the shade as well. I like the, even though generally it wouldn't work, kind of turquoisey in the dark blue. I just think it's quite a nice, classy kit, and I thought he looked really good in person as well. So, yeah.
Adam, quick question. Quick question. How big is that shirt?
This is the thing, right? I think I had foresight, because I would have had this shirt when I was about 15, 16, and it was an XL. And I was a lot slimmer then than I am now. So this would have been huge on me, or this might have actually been my dad's.
Right.
Because I know me and my dad both had the kit. So this one might have actually been my dad's, which is more than likely. Or I had some major foresight buying for the future, knowing that in 30 years' time, I would probably be wearing it.
Working out.
Either way, I'm taking it.
Yeah,
that's my number five.
That is a very, very good choice, I have to say. That is, a fantastic kit. I mean, I've got a blue kit on now. I've always kind of
Reminds me of that kit you've got on.
I've always liked the blue away kits that we've had, actually. Obviously, there might be a couple in my top five, potentially. But I do like the blue kit. That was a really nice one, I agree. That kit actually reminds me more of Paul Merson, funnily enough. I just always picture Paul Merson wearing it. But that's just that everyone's got their own players they can picture in certain shirts, I suppose. But, yeah, it wasn't a great era for Arsenal. That particular season wasn't a great season, was it? I seem to remember. But was that the season John Hartson joined, wasn't it? Because I seem to remember him wearing that kit as well.
Yeah, I think he joined that midway season with season, as well, yeah. It was the kind of end of the Graham era, Bruce Rioch era. It was the, like we mentioned last week with the signings, it was an odd time for Arsenal. But we were going into the realm of good kits. So, you know, every cloud.
And more regular kits as well by that point. They started to become a little bit more regular, didn't they, by the mid-90s, really. But, that is a very, very good choice. Absolutely brilliant kit. I do love that one myself. So that gets in at number five for Adam. That's the 94-95. Well, probably 94 to 96, potentially. I think we might be at that one too.
96, I think 2 years, 94. Yeah. I wasn't sure when it started. That's why I said 94, 95. I wasn't sure when.
Yeah. That was nice. I mean, for younger viewers, we did used to keep kits for 2 years, believe it or not, back in the day. I know it seems strange now.
Still do that. They're the only Premier League who still does that. Brentford,
yeah, they are.
Right? Yeah. So I think fair play on that regard.
No, definitely, yeah. But we used to have one kit for two seasons. But anyway, that one was a good one for two seasons as well. So that's Adam's number five, 94 to 96. The wake. It wasn't the third kit. We didn't have third kit, did we? We didn't home and away, when things were much more simpler. Steve, what is at number five on your list of away and third kits?
It's got to be the 1913 kit that we talked about, mate. Rich and I had a big debate as to where it is, and it's a story that sits behind it, and it's an amazing story, right? So ultimately, it's when North London finally got real football, rather than a stadium with a Mario Kart, you know, the Mario Kart stadium as we have now, that's obviously shaped as a toilet. It's when the real, you know, football came to North London, came from Plumstead, the boys turned up. And what was interesting is apparently they didn't actually have enough money to actually get the kits together originally. So the story goes, it's on the Arsenal History website. And so the goalies' tops were hand-knit woolen, lamb's wool, white, turtleneck kind of tops, as I thought was just amazing. And the rest of it was, apparently we managed to buy two players from Nottingham Forest at this time. And so that's when the purple kit came out, you know, for the home thing, and that's where it sort of came from. And of course, we had that retro kit that came back and gave it. So for me, I think it's the 1913 kit, which was white, as we know, is the away kit. It was, I think, a really, really important time. There we go. That's it. I mean, seriously, seriously, you know, with the socks, the Newcastle United socks.
It's not Swansea.
Yeah, sort of getting Fulham, maybe Fulham. But I think it was a seminal moment for the team itself when we actually established ourselves as a team. Got, you know, the money came in. You know, we are now, you know, the pride of North London, while the other one's got a Mario go-kart track around it. So that has to be my number five, really. It's the beginning of the journey for everybody.
Yes, a very historic kit, of course. Not that I don't know any. I couldn't find a picture of a player wearing it, actually. That's why I put a picture up of just the kit itself from a history website, because there's no images available of any players wearing it. And how often we actually wore it in a match, I don't know. But of course, in them days, if we played a team that played in red, we'd have had to have worn an alternative kit, wouldn't we? So yeah. I suspect we did wear it a few times back in the day. If anybody knows any particular games that we wore that white kit, please let us know, because that'd be nice to know some particular game that we wore it in. But yeah, I mean, obviously, historic kit, very, very different, of course, to the kits these days, you know. But there you go. It's part of history, isn't it? That's what it's all about. And that was a very, very historic time, of course, for the club. X-Gunner 81 says, Eddie, 95-96 kit had a big blue lightning bolt. Was that the one? Yeah, that was after that, wasn't it, actually? I think maybe that was just one season, that one that you showed, Adam. And I think the lightning bolt one was probably the season after that. Maybe we did only have that for one season, potentially. We'll maybe look at that a bit later on. But yeah, so obviously a very historic kit there that Steve's gone for. Not a particularly popular one in terms of, you don't see too many people wearing them nowadays, do you? Walking to the Emirates, wearing the 1913 away kit. Maybe we should revive it.
Come on, let's bring it back. Yeah. Let's do it. Let's look like grandparents wandering around, you know, as we in the outfit.
Yeah, so if Adidas are watching and you want to, you know, release one of the 500 kits you're bound to release this season, why not bring back 1913's away kit just for fun? Because it's a very nice kit and it's got into Steve's top five, so it must be one of the best kits that we've ever had. So there you go. So I'm sure lots of people will buy it. Yeah, exactly. So let's get it done. Now, obviously, there's a lot of choices for these kits. So at number five for me is a kit which, again, has got a little theme going on with me. This is my number five kit. Again, it's blue, as you can see. It's blue. It's from 2011. It was the 125-year anniversary away kit. I thought I'd put a picture of Mikel Arteta wearing it because that was the first season that he joined, of course, as a player. That was the season, wasn't it, when he first came? I just really, really like that kit. I've always liked the blue kits, and that one, I thought the meaning as well, the 125th anniversary of the club that season, and I thought, you know, they had a slightly different badge, didn't they, with the like rosette thing around it and stuff like that. Yeah, I just thought
that was a 1 year badge, the 125 forward. I really like that badge.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, exactly.
And I like that, you know, too, Rich, but there's one problem I have with it. It reminds me too much of Andre Santos, and he used to scare the living daylights out of me.
Yeah, it was the Andre Santos season. Jovinho as well, I seem to remember wearing that approach.
Yeah, Jovinho.
Yeah, not the greatest Arsenal team that we've ever seen, and not the greatest season that we had. But anyway, it was a great kit. I really enjoyed it. And I think, again, maybe more for the meaning of it, I think, as well. You know, the 125th anniversary and whatnot, I do think that it's definitely worth a shout out for that one. So that's gone into number five for me, the 2011-2012 blue and light, again, a bit similar to Adam's one, light blue and dark blue together, which, you know, doesn't always necessarily, not a choice that you'd necessarily pick. But again, I think that works, doesn't it? I think that the two blues together kind of work. And it's almost a little bit of Arsenal history involved in that as well with the blue kit. So I've gone for that one at number five, and hopefully it might get a few votes at the end. We'll see when we pick our final five. I've got a feeling we might end up with lots of different kits in this list, actually. I think we might all well be going for different ones, but we'll see. So we move away from number five. So Adam's number five was 94-95, the blue and light blue and dark blue Nike away shirt. Very, very nice indeed. Steve's went for, I don't know who made it, but the 1913 away kit of all the
handmade. Hands. They're all handmade.
Handmade by the goalkeeper's mum. Yeah. And that was Steve's number five. And mine was the 2011-2012 blue, again, light blue and dark blue away kit, as worn by Mikel Arteta in that picture. It reminds me of Thierry Henry a little bit as well, because that was the season when he came back, wasn't it, and played a few games later on in the season. That kind of reminds me of that a little bit when he returned.
He scored against Sunderland wearing that kit, if I remember.
He did, in the last minute. That was a great away day, that year. So, there's some good memories attached to that shirt.
I'm going to remember him rather than Andre Santos now with that kit. I'm actually going to change my mental picture.
Get that out of your head and think of Thierry Henry scoring against Sunderland, and then it makes it a better memory, doesn't it?
Much better.
Then we're all happy about that. So that is our number five kits then. Some nice kits there. Some different colours as well. Two blue and one white. So slightly different to what's traditionally considered to be Arsenal's away kit. Right. So next of all then, I say Adam's got his collection with him. So we move on to number four. What is your number four, Adam? I'm looking forward to
number four. Number four is actually the most recent of my top five. but it is only bringing us to 2007-2008 season. It was a third kit. I don't think was actually worn that much. I can only think of it maybe a couple of times in Europe.
Oh, I know what you mean. Yes. Oh, that is
European, and it's kind of like a Barcelona-esque colour. But it was just something very, very different that we'd not really had, like dark blue, the burgundy. Again, I'm really keen on the burgundy, as you can tell, the red colour. I love that colour. But I also like the gold. It was the first time you had the gold on the sponsor.
Yeah.
You had a bit of gold on the collar. And there was this lovely bit at the back that just says Arsenal FC on the back, which I thought was just classy. Nice, like just literal things like that is very, very classy. And I always thought if we had like an older badge, like on the last kit, with this kit, it would have been an absolute superb. Because I still don't really like our badge, I've got to be honest. I'm not keen on it compared to the other badges we've had. But yeah, I don't really remember much games. I remember a couple of European games us playing with it.
Bolton away, 2-0 down. We won 3-2 with 10 players wearing
that kit. That's it, I remember that one. But I just like it. I think it's a very classy kit. I think it's quite understated. And when people talk about Arsenal kits, this doesn't really get a shout out much. And for me, it's one of my favourites.
We didn't wear it much, that's probably right.
But I know when I saw it, I snapped it up straight away because I thought I loved that. I mean, I thought it's just lovely. And it's got, I'd like to tell you what it all says inside, this little historical bit here, but it's way too small for me to read. But I'm sure it's something very poetic. So if anyone can shed any light on that, then we can. But yeah, number four. Again, XL, if you're worried about that, Steve, just to let you know, another XL.
It's just like, I think it's proof that giants actually walk this earth.
XL in those days was a lot bigger than the XLs they have in these days, Kit. And again, I was a bit older then, but I definitely wasn't that big. I mean, fits me nice now. So yeah, number four.
Fantastic. I mean, that is, to be honest, that almost made my list because it was quite a rare one because we did probably only wore four or five games maybe at the most. I don't think we wore hardly ever, did we? So it's quite a rare one. But yeah, it's a very, very nice kit. It was certainly one that I liked. And it always reminds me of that Bolton game when it was raining and we were 2-0 down. And I think, was it the RB got sent off? I think it might have been.
Probably.
One of the rare occasions when he was playing.
Yeah, or Alex Song, maybe. One of them two got sent off anyway. And we came back and won 3-2, which was great. So, yeah, that always reminds me of that one. But that is, again, slightly unusual. You know, a lot of Arsenal fans seem to think that Arsenal should play in a yellow and blue away kit. That should be as tradition as what it said. But, yeah, that's actually not tradition at all, is it? Because we probably had more kits that haven't been yellow and blue than ones that have been.
Well, you just got back. Our first series of away kits were blue or white.
Yeah, they were.
In the history, we're talking for years, not just a couple of years. We're talking like a couple of decades that our away kits were white or blue and white. You know, historically, that's not the case.
No, absolutely not. I mean, you're right. And I think because maybe we had a lot of success in the maybe 70s and stuff wearing a yellow kit. And then obviously later in the 80s as well, people want to assume that's tradition. And it's not really. And to be honest with you, the only tradition colours that Arsenal should be wearing is red and white. That's it. The rest of it. The away kit, the colours don't really matter. If it's a nice kit, it's a nice kit. And as we've seen already, there's been some nice colours as well. So Adam's kit at number four, then the third kit from 07-08. Wow, a very rare kit. That's if you've got too many pictures of players wearing that, then they're going to be pretty rare as well because we didn't wear it very often. But a very, very nice kit indeed. Comes in at number four for Adam. Really good stuff there. Steve, let's move on to your number four because this could be a good one as well.
This was a hard one. This was a really, really hard one for me. Seriously. And it was between you two. But I'm going to go with the 91 shirt, which is the... I was fingers crossed that Adam wouldn't have it. So I'm going to go with the Smash Banana. I just love it. I love that. And I love the new retro one that we did. But this, to me, is a bit special. Because, of course, we come off back of that season where we almost were invincibles, except for one game. Ian Wright signed for us. You know, we were not... Here's the best part, is we were knocked out by Wrexham at the FA Cup in 91. So, again, it's like the 1913 shirt when we brought football to North London. This was a different time where it was the beginning of a new era and we were seeing some really, really great players that go on to achieve lots of things. But we didn't do too well in 91, I've got to say, seeing as we ended up fourth. So I just love the shirt. I love it's an iconic shirt that even the fans, you know, I can see that Steve, our guy in the MLS there, is moaning about it. But honestly, that is that about me? I don't know, Steve. I don't know where you go with this. So, but that shirt, the Special Banana shirt, to me is absolutely brilliant. It's really cool. And it's one of them shirts that you just want to hang around in London when it's really, really hot in the summertime. There's no football, and drink a pina colada with it, because there's something about it that I just think fruity tropical drink with it. But I don't
it
know.
Does if it's like that. It does, yeah, it does. It's definitely got a summer vibe about it, hasn't it? And maybe the season that we wore it, maybe the players were too relaxed when we had it on for that reason. And that's probably why we didn't perhaps do as well as we might have done. I think Ian Wright's probably the one player that comes to mind with that shirt, doesn't he? Yeah. More him and Rocky that season together and stuff. It is probably the most iconic image in that shirt, I would say, probably at that time. But yeah.
Right in saying that, we got rid of Rocky shortly after that. So
the end of that season, yeah. The end of that season, yeah. We got rid of that shirt as well at the same time.
I was going to say, yeah, big mistake. If you look at the picture though, of Ian Wright wearing it, I'm sure he's got it from Adam. Adam sold it to him because it's like 15 sizes too big for him. It's like it is that what kid played in itself.
I was a lot younger then. Christ.
Well, yeah, you would have been in 1991. But yeah, I mean that's one of Arsenal's most iconic kits. Funnily enough, at the time, it wasn't well liked, was it? It got a lot of criticism at the time when it came out, I seem to remember. Over the years, I think that people have maybe warmed to it for one reason or another. And it is an iconic shirt. There's no doubt about that. When you look through the history of Arsenal shirts, that one is one that everybody remembers because it was so unusual. I mean, for the time, I know there was a few weird kits in the 90s from lots of different clubs, but I think this was the first one really that really put it out there and said, you know what? I remember Norwich had a really strange away kit one year, didn't they? And I think we started it off with this kit. So again, you know, it was Adidas. It's a great badge, as you can see on there, one of the best Arsenal badges on a kit as well. And yeah, just an amazing kit, really. Absolutely fantastic kit. And just one season again. So, you know, we were just saying how much we kept kits for two seasons, and already we've gone through some and then we only had them for one season. Well, we got rid of that so quickly, but again, it didn't go down that well, did it, at the time?
It was two seasons. It was 91.
It was because the first season of Premier League, wasn't it, as well? Yeah, that's right. It was. It was two seasons, that's right. And it was definitely a good one as well. Loki's gone. His number four is 86-88. Oh, yeah, that was a good kit, actually, wasn't it? A yellow one. Yeah, I remember that one. That was good. I don't know if I've saved a picture of that. I've saved a picture of a low just in case people...
Yeah, I like that one.
In the comments. Loki said, we have a cartoon badge now. Yeah, we do, unfortunately. Kev says, they had a Freddy Krueger kit. I think that was the blue one we had before. Yeah, I suppose it is a bit Freddy Kruegerish, isn't it? Xco81 says only the home shirt ran for two seasons. The away kits were different from 94-96. Yeah, you may be right, actually, because we did seem to get through more away kits perhaps back then than home kits, maybe. So perhaps we did. Kev says, Eddie, 04-05 home shirt was nice. The 02 one with the badge in the middle. Yeah, that was a decent enough kit. Yeah, it was. Yeah. A few of the home kits around that time were good, weren't they? But then we were winning most of our games, so we kind of, you enjoy the kits more, don't you, when you see the team winning in them. And says, current has to be last season. Oh, yeah, the black one, which Steve's wearing, of course. That may well get on one or two lists, I would imagine. Emerson said there, 94-96 away top. That was the one that you had, wasn't it, Adam? Your first one was 94-96, wasn't it? Or 94-95, anyway. That was obviously a great kit as well. Going back to that yellow one, a bit as good as it says, I have that one, long sleeve one with Wilshere. Yeah, that was obviously the one that we mentioned about Jack Wilshere. Yeah, the long sleeve one. Yeah, that's probably one of the better long sleeve ones, I suppose. Russ says, if you squint hard enough, you can see a seascape.
Drink enough as well, yeah.
Yeah, you probably can, as it happens. But yeah, very, very great the shirt that was. Russ says, I take it you're all wearing your favourite shirts. Well, you'll find out, won't you? I mean, Adam's already said he's not, because he said his one isn't in his top five. So maybe me and Steve are. You'll find out, won't you? We'll see what number one is later on.
Who knows?
Who knows? There could be other reasons for wearing them. We shall find out. And we've got good Arsenal for Life there says good evening. Good evening to you as well. Right, okay, so that is the number four. I need to obviously reveal my number four shirt. Again, very, very tough choice. And I'm kind of with Adam a little bit in the sense that the modern shirts don't hit me in the same way as the old ones did. But I have gone for a modern one for my number four choice. It's just a shirt that I really, 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 really liked. And it looks really good on this guy as well. Underrated shirt, I feel. Again, it's blue. Maybe that's why, I don't know. Obviously, a darker blue. I like the sort of the lighter yellow with it. I think it's a good contrast. Just, I like the kit when it came out, and looking back on it now, and I've looked through a load of kits next to each other and tried to pick them, and that one still sticks out for me. I just really, really like that kit. Again, it wasn't a fantastic time for us.
We that reminds me of the Ozil goal in Europe.
The Ozil Sanchez kind of link up that season in quite a few games in that kit was obviously made it a bit more special.
Useful.
To be fair, Giroud would look good in a bin bag.
Well, he would, exactly. Of course he would. Yeah, we know how he would look good in anything. But I thought, you know, I'd get a picture of him wearing that kit just to make it look even better. Because, you know, it's a good kit anyway. It's a brilliant kit. And it just looks even better on him, doesn't it? Let's be honest.
Annoyingly.
I've got to be honest, though, like, Puma kits weren't my best era of kits. But that was a nice kit, that one. Like, I think Puma, I don't know if it was, the designs weren't great. And I didn't think the quality was great either with Puma. But that one was probably one of their best, if not the best one they did, I reckon.
Yeah, I mean, the Puma kits weren't great, you're right. And I ordinarily probably wouldn't have gone with a Puma one, but that one just has always, it stood out at the time and it still does for me now. I just still think it's a very, very nice kit. And I'm sure Adidas would have made a better version of it. But anyway, there you go. Kev, actually, talking about that, Kev says that overall, which kit manufacturer do you think has been the best, Adidas, Nike or Puma? Well, I think we've written off Puma straight away there. I don't think Puma in the running, but certainly Nike and Adidas have had their moments, haven't they? Adidas, I think, is everyone's favourite. I mean, who would you go for, Adam? Probably Nike, would you? Because you've got your Nike top on there.
I'd actually probably go Adidas. I like the Nike kits, and I think Nike are a little bit different, but I've always liked the three stripes, especially when you get the three stripes on the arm. That's quite nice. But it's really weird, though, because I don't think Adidas have done other teams' kits that well. There was a time when Adidas were also doing Liverpool and Chelsea, and the kits were identical, just one blue, one red, and it was really lazy. And they've also done it similar with Madrid kits, like Madrid, Bayern Munich away, they've been very, very similar. But they don't seem to do that at Arsenal, which is great, you know. So I think for other clubs, Adidas haven't been that great. But I just think without our club, I think Adidas kits have been quite iconic. I mean, Steve just had one just then with a bruised banana. When we got Adidas back, I was thinking, I'm well happy with that. Don't get me wrong, Nike kits are very good as well. I'm wearing one now. But I still say, for me, Adidas at the top.
Steve, would you say so?
I'm with the Adidas ones. I think, unlike this season's away kit, because that just looks like a high-vis vest that a road worker would wear. We did talk about this earlier. I think Adidas have always sort of hit the mark. The Puma ones, I have to say, they were like, I've got a couple of Puma tops and stuff. They're okay, but the Adidas ones to me are next level. So now I'm definitely ticking the Adidas button on that one.
Yeah, me as well. Yeah, I think the quality of the Adidas ones generally better. As Adam said before, I don't think the Puma ones were the best quality, were they, in the way they were made. Whereas I think the Adidas ones are a lot better quality, and the designs have probably been better as well. They've probably made in history, not just the ones in the recent years, but even before in the 1980s and stuff when they made their kits. I mean, they made the Bruce Banana one, for example. That was an Adidas kit, and I do think they've made some really iconic Arsenal kits over the years, Adidas. So I think we'd have to say Adidas is probably the top.
No one mentions Umbro. We had Umbro for a little while, didn't we, in the 80s and 70s?
We did very early on when those. Yeah, when we first started getting, replica shirts, I suppose it was Umbro, wasn't it, back then?
Yeah.
Didn't last very long. I think, did we have Admiral as well? Right, very, very early on. We may have had Admiral.
Admiral.
Admiral. Yeah, Admiral. Admiral. 70s and 80s, Admiral were everywhere. So.
Yeah, they were. Yeah, a lot of teams had Admiral kits, didn't they?
Back then. And fell apart as well. Usually just fall to bits, didn't they? You just kind of walk out of an Admiral top. You put it on one, 5 minutes later, you just kind of walk out of it where it's just falling down around you in bits.
Yeah, that might explain why they're not still around, maybe. Steve says they quite like that kit. He said non-traditional colour scheme, but really sharp kit. Yeah, I thought it was a really sharp kit. Yeah, and you're right, non-traditional colours, but I kind of like that. It's nice to have. That's why I like the away kits, because they do. Yeah. They're different, aren't they? Usually they're different, and I quite like that. It's nice to have different colours sometimes. We said that one about the kits. So Kev says, Adidas and Arsenal are a dream combo. Gorgeous kits, 99% of the time. Puma were my least favourite. Yeah, I think we all probably agree with that there. Adidas number one, the Nike number two and Puma number three. Although I say Umbro probably in the shout back in the early days. Steve says there, so you all pronounce Nike, Nike in the US, it's Nike. Yeah, but the US pronounce everything wrong, so don't worry too much about that. Yeah, we're Steve. Right.
Yeah, Steve, yeah. Back off, right, mate? This is the UK. It's the Queen, it's the King's English, right? It's not like, you know, not that sort of your nonsense, all right? Don't be doing that. And you're a Texan as well, which is even worse, mate. Like,
don't even start that.
No, by the way, anyway. Steve and I work together, yeah? So I can say that to him. He loves me, really.
It's not Nike anyway, is it? Let's be honest.
It's Nike.
Russ says, I used to like the old Umbro kits. Yeah, there were some good ones. We might feature one or two maybe before the end of the show. We'll have to wait and see. Steve says, not like Nike is an American company. If you know, well, exactly. So you should be able to pronounce it right, shouldn't you, really?
Don't know what you're talking about. Come on our show.
Importing your rubbish sportswear to our country and expecting us to get the name right.
You go to Manchester United with that nonsense. They enjoy that rubbish.
Yeah, they do. So number four then, Adam went with the 0708 third kit, the unusual one that we didn't really wear too much. Steve's gone with the iconic 91 to 93 bruised banana, one of the most famous Arsenal kits ever at number four. And he made number four, actually. I'm quite surprised it wasn't a bit higher up the league. And I went with the 2016-2017 Giroud, Ozil, Sanchez combination of kit, which was rather sexy, let's be honest. So that is number four. So it's getting really exciting now because we're moving into the top three. And the top three is always a big moment in the show. So Adam is going to kick us off with his latest creation at number three. What one is it, Adam? It's going to be good, I'm sure.
It is. I love this one. Again, I love them all, to be fair. Again, before you say anything, it's a huge kit. Again, it's another big kit. It's from, I think, one kit, 1 year, 92, 93, and it's this bad boy. So, this was...
That was
93, 94,
that.
93, 94, sorry. This got re-released recently, and it got massive selling, but this is an original. This is actually the original. And I know for a fact this one was my dad. This one was my dad's, but he gave it to me a few years back. I did have one myself. Don't know what happened to it, but now I do still wear this from time to time. And again, I love it. I think it's great. I love the three stripes down the middle of it. I think the colour's great. I like the fact that it's got red on the collar. We've got the badge in red as well, which I think is a nice touch. And it's obviously got the JVC sponsor, which I think will always be our iconic sponsor. I think, again, this was when I think Adidas were just banging out kits after kits. Inside as well, it's got the three stripes, you know, when you're looking the way the kit's kind of manufactured in that as well. I just think it's kind of like no frills, but it does what you need it to do. And I think it's got all the right colours for us. Again, not our greatest football time on the pitch, although that was the round... It was just after we'd done a double cup, wasn't it? Double cup win season after that.
We won the Cup Winners' Cup that season.
Of course we did, 94. Of course we did. Yeah.
We won the Cup Winners' Cup. We didn't wear that kit, obviously, in the final, but we won it.
We mentioned him last week, Eddie McGoldrick scoring his goal. Against Standard Liège. That's, again, when you think of a player and a kit, that's the kit I remember. And I remember Eddie McGoldrick getting that seventh goal top corner against Standard Liège away when we were already 6-0 up or 6-1 up. So, I love it. I mean, I think Loki's just put in the chat there that you had Paul Davis on the back. Yeah, that would have been a great one. Yeah. So I didn't have names on the back then, back in the day, to be honest. I don't really have names now. Yeah. There's only been like a couple of kits where I've ever had a player's name on the back. But yeah, that's a good number to have, definitely. But yeah, definitely. Number three could have been higher. And like I said, it was really, really tough to get there in the end, but I think it's a really strong kit. So, yeah, love it.
No, that is actually, I'd almost forgotten about that one. That is a brilliant, brilliant kit. And it reminds me a little bit of, obviously, the Cup Winners' Cup run. Was it when Wrighty scored in Paris in the semi-final we were wearing that, wasn't we? And,
yeah, that's right.
A lot of great moments as well. But that is a great kit. You're right, actually. Steve's gone there. Is that the Roadkill throwback kit? Yeah, it looks a bit like that, doesn't it? Skid marks across the front of it, you know. But yeah, a very nice kit, though. Yeah, you're right. It was a good kit, that one. And I kind of liked that badge as well. That was the same badge they had on the Bruised Banana one, of course, which was from the season before. And it's the same badge. I like that badge. It just looked cool. It's the right badge. The cannon's facing the right way. All that kind of stuff, yeah. A really, really iconic kit, that one as well. And yes, fully deserving of a place in the top three. There's no doubt about that, and an unbelievable kit. And it turned out to be a good season then, because we won the Cup Winners' Cup. So that was good. So good choice there from Adam at number three. We wouldn't have expected anything less. Steve, into your top three then. What has made number three for kit?
This was a hard one, and it's purely for one game, actually, that actually hit the banana one. So I'm going to go with 95, the away kit. So 95 away kit. And that was, there we go. That's the one. And that's purely because of the Sampdoria game that Sean and I watched the other night, actually, which was you know, quite amazing. And watch the Seaman say those three penalties, like, absolutely. And the amount of ball people that were actually playing at that time. So Attilio Lombardo was playing on that. Yeah. But to watch that game, and then Eddie McGoldrick decided to put a football into orbit, you know, when he was taking his penalties as well, which I thought was quite funny. And that's one that we reminded him of when he came on the show as well. So for me, it's the 95. I like the whole thing, but I also like the clown socks that they used to wear. You know, the ones with the little, so it's the red and white, so you had the white hoops all the way through, and it looked like they were just getting ready for a clown show or something like that. So there was a little bit of that, but it's more down to that. Seaman had obviously the big, and it was a big baggy black thing.
Big star, weren't it? Big that's, star,
yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, that's right.
It was huge. It was a really huge kind of thing. And like I say, everybody running around with the clown socks on. But it's the beginning of, and it was just the beginning of just, I think, some of the most iconic players that we've had in modern history of Arsenal as well, in and around then. But it was just for that one game. It's just Dave Seaman just literally scooping up those balls, like, you know, with the three penalties that came in. I was just absolutely raptured again to see it again. So that's why I went with that rather than the banana. But it was a really kind of close, it was a close one between the two, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I mean, again, a classic kit. We seem to have had a lot of classic kits, don't we? And we're discovering a lot more as we go along. But no, I mean, I think every kit's got its great moments, hasn't it? And great memories, I guess. Even the ones from the unsuccessful seasons and the seasons where maybe we didn't do particularly well. Even those seasons would have had great moments. And you look at the kits and they bring back those memories, don't they? And that's to me, that's what the kits are all about, aren't they? That they do give us, you know, like the matches do and players do, but kits maybe can be really evocative of great memories, can't they? Just from looking at a kit, it takes but you
it's,
back to
it's those the fun, times, isn't it? Yeah, the fun of it, the fun of things, and actually seeing your team play really, really well, and just how bad TV was at that time, which was I thought was really funny.
Yeah, no, I don't know, maybe it was better then than it is now, perhaps, you know, maybe, I don't know, but yeah, no, that was another fantastic kit. So two kits from the 90s then, in the number three for Adam and Steve. Is it going to be three 90s kits in a row, or am I going to go with something else? I'm actually going to go with something a little bit older, just one that takes me back a little bit further. And we talked about this guy quite a lot last week on the summer signing show. So I thought I'd stick a picture of him wearing this great kit as well. There we go. Look at that. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. Useful. That was the 1985-86 away kit, the centenary season. And that was our away kit that season. I've got the top. I think I wore it on last week's show, actually. Now, I just think that was, you know, you're talking about classic and tradition and stuff like that, you know, and I'm not saying yellow should be our traditional away colour particularly, but I just thought that, you know, that season celebrating the centenary of the club, they went with, in fact, it's all yellow. It's not even got the blue kind of sleeves or anything, which has been traditional before. I just think it's just a classic Arsenal kit, really, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, the best yellow.
Badge, that's the best badge
for me. The best, the badge is great. You know, the cannon with the little cannonballs on it. Obviously, Adidas again. Another Adidas kit. There you go. You see, there we go. Without almost noticing, Adidas are doing most of the best ones. But yeah, that, I just think that's, again, you know, we talked about some kits that represented certain eras in the club's history, and that for me as well, you know, being the centenary season, it wasn't a great season for Arsenal particularly. We didn't do much, it finished sort of, you know, Don Howe resigned, didn't he, and we were all in a bit of limbo towards the end of that season. But despite all of that, I do think that kit's held up well over the years, and I think even now you look at that kit and it still looks good and it looks classic Arsenal, doesn't it? You know,
yeah.
Maybe because it is yellow, whatever it is, it looks like a classic Arsenal game. And again, we mentioned JVC before. JVC is what everybody remembers as Arsenal, don't we? So I do like a good JVC kit. So for me, it is going to be 85-80-60. Away kit for the centenary season is good my talk. Number three. Adam went with a Cup Winners' Cup 93-94 season, which was a fantastic shirt. There's no doubt about that. And, of course, Steve went with the 90, was it 95, wasn't it? The blue funky one as
we had a few funky years on there. Stunning.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So some great kits there, actually. And that they're just at number three. Imagine what the next two are going to be like. I mean, wow. We're getting down to the real exciting part of them, aren't we? The top two kits of all time. Our favourite two away and third kits of all time. I'm really, really excited to see what Adam is going to produce next from his little catalogue of his wardrobe that he's got there next to him. What is that number two, Adam? It's going to be good.
First of all, I'm really enjoying this. Just want to say it right now. I'm really enjoying this. Element right now. So my number two... is very high up for me. Steve's already had it out, so I'm just going to go straight out there.
There you go. Look at that. This is an original.
Well, it doesn't fit me anymore. So this
stunning.
I did buy the remake when it came out about 3 years ago when they re-released. I did buy that as well. But this one's the original. The one that I bought a couple of years has upstairs, and that one does fit me, but this one doesn't. But this is an original. It's got the faded little badge there so you can see. And Steve said earlier about it, like, I loved it. It was very controversial, but I remember I was only, 12 or something. And when it came out, I loved it. The minute I saw it, because they used to release the pictures of the kit in the programme. Getting the programme towards the end of the season, and straight away I was like, I love this kit. I just loved it from the word go, because when you're a kid, you don't have much sense about style, really, let's be honest. It's true, you don't really until you kind of...
You're right.
And this obviously reflects that, because it had no style at all, but it is an iconic kit. And I think if you talk to any football fan who's not an Arsenal fan, you say, name an Arsenal away kit, and they were around in that era, they would say the bruised banana or the smashed banana. They would say that. And I just think it is iconic. It's an Arsenal kit. Like we said, it was in the Wrexham game, so that got a lot of television coverage when Wrexham beat us. But for me, like you mentioned, Ian Wright, I think of Rocky when I think of this kit.
There's
that picture when I think it was a Southampton when we actually played it with yellow shorts and yellow socks. Blue shorts with blue with yellow socks, and it was yellow. And I thought that's when it looked the best. And there's that picture of Rocky sort of celebrating on his way, falling down, all in yellow. I love that. That's one of my favourite pictures as well. I love Rocky. He was like my first real... loving football, and I think that's why this kit is up there for me. So yeah, this is an original. I'm never going to sell it. It will never fit me. I've never given it to my children to wear, but it will stay nicely locked up until we do another one of these in about 10 years time, and then we'll see where it gets then. But yeah, number two for me.
Well, again, I mean, obviously, like you said, we have spoken about it already, but yeah, it is. You're right, aren't you? That is probably the one kit that every single football fan in the world would, if you asked them for an Arsenal kit, that's probably the one they would remember, because even though we didn't have it for very long, just two seasons we wore it, it's the one that has stuck in everybody's mind. And I mean, you know, it's interesting that you said at the time you really liked it, because I know a lot of people, I can remember when it was unveiled in the programme, the end of the season before, and people were like, what on earth is this? And no one was really that keen at all on it. And, you know, it's interesting that you really liked it straight away. And, I mean, it certainly grew on us, I think. And by the end of that season, I think we were all, you know, we all really did like it. But, yeah, it was a bold move, wasn't it, to release a kit like that at the time. It, certainly for Arsenal, it had always been a very traditional kind of club, wasn't we? You know, even in the 90s, even at that point, we were still a very traditional club. And, you know, the fact that we... you know, went with something like that was quite unusual at the time and a bit of a shock, I think. But of course, we did do the cup double in that shirt as well. A lot of those FA Cup games, I seem to remember Ipswich away when Tony Adams scored when he had his head in a bandage after falling down some stairs or something. It was in that kit, wasn't it? That day,
Ipswich, yeah, that was 92, great, wasn't it? About 92, yeah, yeah, 93.
A great memory in that kit, and and obviously Rocky, his last season at the club was, of course, that way. That goal he's got at Old Trafford as well, when he chipped Schmeichel, was wearing that kit, wasn't it? So a lot of great memories with that kit, actually, and a great time to be an Arsenal fan as well, and a great iconic kit. I'd say one of the best ever. And yeah, that Southampton with the yellow shorts, I kind of quite like that kit because I think the only time we wore yellow shorts with it, wasn't it? And
yeah, I think it just went in that particular kit, it went really well.
It did, yeah. I mean, I know Southampton, we used to generally have to wear different colour shorts, didn't we? Because they had sort of darker shorts, didn't they? So we always use that to change. But yeah, that was an iconic moment, an iconic picture, and as we said, an iconic shirt. Brilliant, brilliant stuff. It's Adam's number two. Wow, it was Steve's number four and Adam's number two. So that's the first shirt to get two votes actually so far, which is quite amazing, really, when you think about it. Loki says there, you also had the best shorts for swimming. Yeah, that is there. Some great swimming shorts.
Material as well, the shorts material, weren't it? It wasn't the normal stuff.
Loki says he has a long sleeve one for weddings. He said, well, of course, yeah, you'd wear for weddings, wouldn't you?
Why wouldn't you? Yeah, I love that.
With a blazer, it'd look good, wouldn't it? With a blazer on as well, it'd be great. Colonel's in the chat there. He says, my favourite was blue half and half kit, the one Adam is wearing, surprisingly. Adam's not wearing a blue kit, he's wearing a yellow kit.
someone's got glaucoma by the looks of it.
Yeah, perhaps, maybe you meant the one that you looked at before, maybe. That was maybe you meant the one you at the beginning. But that's a great kit. The blue half and half kit's a great kit, yeah. So obviously Bruce Banana comes at number two. Well, Steve says I want to go to a wedding while wearing that kit. I want to go to a wedding while wearing that kit would be acceptable. Oh, you want to come to England, mate? You want to see what people wear to weddings in England? It's crazy. So yeah,
I've now set myself a challenge to wear that to the next wedding I go to. I mean,
invite us all along as well. We'll go.
That would be good. We need some photographic evidence, of course, to go along with it, and that would be good. We'll
do your speech for the banana away kit. Yeah,
that would be good, especially if it's a Tottenham fan that's getting married. Even better, wouldn't it? Let's be honest.
Don't know any of those. Try not to socialise with that kind.
Well, no, but you know, everyone knows one, don't they? You just do, don't you? It's just you can't go through life without knowing at least one, can you? Anyway. But I'm sure they might do. So that is number two then for Adam, and a fantastic choice, of course. Now we move on to Steve's choice for number two. Well, what is this one going to be?
Mate, it can only be the 2003-2004 away kit. Come on, for what it represents. Get in there. Look at that. Look at that.
It is a thing of beauty. It is a thing of absolute beauty.
It's beautiful. And that's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And what it means to us as Arsenal fans. First to do it, and never to be beaten, from that perspective. So just an amazing kit, an amazing team, an amazing time, and Pires was just so amazingly handsome, annoyingly handsome as well. He was. I think he pips Giroud as well. We should do a vote on that. See where we get. But what can you say? What an amazing. Yeah, it was just such. I think it was the pinnacle of being an Arsenal fan at that time with that top on. I don't know what Thierry's up to because he's obviously happy about something called the. But that says to me when we think of the modern times of the Premiership, where we are, for what that team did, from our humble beginnings all the way through to get to that point with Wenger at his height, his absolute height, he's transformed the Premiership with what he did at that time. So it's got to be. Come on, it's got to be the one.
I mean, it's a fantastic kit, and I actually really like the bright yellow as well. It kind of stood out, didn't it? And it just, I mean, that was an amazing team, of course, as we know, played some amazing football. And, of course, the invincible season and, Thierry Henry, Robert Pires, Patrick Vieira, I mean, Sol Campbell, what a team, amazing. And, that kit will always, because of what it stood for and what it represented, I don't think it would really matter what that season's kit was like, actually, just because of the team that we had and the season that we had, it's always going to be an iconic kit, isn't it? And the fact it was such a... Well, I mean, that colour yellow is just incredible, isn't it? I mean, if you want to pick a yellow, it's that, isn't it? You don't need streetlights, do you? When you're wearing that kit, it's just...
Yeah.
It's just... I didn't like the collar too much, I've got to be honest. I'm not a big fan of the collar on that.
It was a bit loose, the collar.
Yeah. I wasn't a fan of the collar, but it is a fantastic colour, yellow. And I'm not really a fan of the O2 either. But anyway, that's, you know, you can't really help with boxers. But it is a great kit. There's no doubt about that. It is a fantastic kit and fantastic team that played in it. And I think that's perhaps the most important aspect of it, though, as well. But yeah, I mean, you can't really argue against the Invincible team and the Invincible kit that they wore, really, can we? Let's be honest. It's one of the, well, probably the greatest team. Well, I still think it's the greatest ever team that's ever played football ever in the world, although I'm sure there'll be people that disagree with that. A few Man City fans, or what a few Man City fans that there are in the world would probably disagree, but who cares what they think? But that was the greatest team. And it was a nice kit, and we had some great results in it, didn't we? And some great football that we played in it as well, some great goals. I think that particular picture is, I think that's Pires' goal at Liverpool, isn't it? At Anfield that season, when he curled it in that goal, if I remember rightly. Incredible, incredible team, incredible moments. And there you go. Bongo Goon is there. He says, I know it's a different topic. Maybe you already spoke about it. What do you make of Havertz? We haven't spoken about it yet, actually, because one, we've been talking about the kits. And so I don't think it's actually been confirmed yet 100%, has it? He's not been out in his Arsenal kit yet. So we're not going to speculate. Yes, it seems very likely that it's happened. And we'll look ahead to that as and when we get actual confirmation. Steve says, there, only thing missing with that kit is Eric Cantona's style collar up. I don't think you could put the collar up on that one. It was, as Adam said, it was a bit flimsy, wasn't it? Yeah. It wouldn't have stayed up, would it? It's not that sort of collar, was it? That was the one thing that let it down, actually.
It wasn't pretentious, was it? And it didn't mean, you know, and the guys only end up doing kung fu kicks on people. So no.
No,
yeah.
Exactly. No, they didn't. They didn't.
No, they didn't.
It was just a kit that was, it represented great football, didn't it? Because that's what we played when we were it. So that's what it'll always be remembered for. And a very, very good choice at number two. I don't think anyone can argue too much with that for the team that wore it, as much as anything else, really. I say they could have worn black bin bags and it'd have still been the greatest team ever, and they'd still look great, and they'd have still produced that fantastic football. So I've got to move on to my number two now. This is a very hard choice because there's two kits that I like equally, I would say, and it's very difficult to separate them, but I'm going to have to separate them. So I'm going to make a decision, and I'm going to go with this one at number two. Again, a great team that had some great football. I'm going with this one, 97-99 away kit. Again, it's a yellow one, but it's got blue in it, a lot of blue, so I kind of quite like that as well. And it was just a great season, wasn't it?
Old Trafford, isn't it? Overmars Old Trafford, that one. That's what reminds me.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I mean, what a couple of seasons that we had wearing that kit as well. You know, we did the double, should have done the double two seasons running, let's be honest, in that kit. And yeah, again, JVC, I've still got that kit actually somewhere. I was trying to look for it because I wasn't going to wear it because it's too small for me now, because you know, it was obviously out a long time ago. But I was gonna bring it out, but I couldn't find it. I've got it somewhere. But yeah, I just love that kit. I just think it's again, the collar wasn't my favourite, I have to be honest. But again, the badge, brilliant badge. A brilliant team, obviously, that probably helped me to feel that way about the kit. And yeah, brilliant. Steve says there, old school polo shirt look. Yeah, I suppose it is a little bit.
I think the one thing I didn't like about it is I always think it looked like a bit of a rugby top. You know, it just reminded me of a rugby top.
I suppose so. Yeah, maybe there's a little bit, but I don't know. Maybe I think I feel differently about that kit just because it was a great time. You know, it was a great team.
Yes. Yeah. Good memories.
Like that, and great players. And great memories. And that kind of maybe sometimes it clouds how nice the actual kit was itself when you look at the memories that it brings back when you see it. And I think that's kind of maybe what this is about a little bit as well, isn't it? Because it's our favourite five kits, not necessarily the best kits. But I say, who can decide what the best kits are? We've all got our own opinions on it. And we could sit here all night and no one would probably agree anyway. So, a great kit. Loki says it, Overmars, Dennis and Elka, nice collar. You like the collar? See, I wasn't keen on the collar, actually. That was the one thing I wasn't overly... I don't really like football shirts with collars. I don't think they should have collars, really. But anyway, that was a great kit, a great team. And it's number two. So Adam's number two was a bruised banana kit that's come up before. That's a number two for Adam. Steve's gone with the Invincible 03-04. Was it 03-05? We played that in two seasons, didn't we? A brilliant, a bright yellow number with a great blue as well that contrasted it well. And of course, I've gone with the 97-99 first Wenger double shirt, the yellow with the blue stripe across. JVC again, of course. JVC is the best sponsor, as we know. So they are all our number twos and some great choices there. So we have got through some really, really good kits here, haven't we? Some fantastic.
We only had
kits,
one double fantastic... so far, haven't we? Only had one double so far. That's impressive.
We have actually, yeah, anyway, which is the Bruised Banana, funny enough, which is probably the most iconic kit that we've ever had. So I was not surprised that's maybe come up at least twice. So now we have got to the big reveal, the big reveal. What is coming in at number one? We've been waiting for this moment. It's a big, especially with Adam with his collection there. He's got what is Adam's number one choice? His favourite ever Arsenal away kit. Which one is it? This is going to be good.
There was only ever going to be one. The number one spot was never in doubt for me. Never, ever in doubt. It was only ever one. It was not even close. The one you just mentioned just now, Rich, with the stripe, that was up there as well. That was in the top 10, didn't quite get the top 5. But for me, I'm not even going to do a build-up. It's this.
Hey, what more can you say?
This is an original as well. Look at the size of that. That is tiny. I have got an adult version that an adult original. This was my original from when I was a kid wearing this, but I've got an adult original that I paid probably well over the odds for about 6 years ago upstairs. I try not to move it from its position because it's just too sacred. I mean, where do you start with this kit? I mean,
you can't.
I don't know. For me, it just does everything right. It's got the best badge, again, nice and faded because it's like, 30 years, odd years old. Best sponsor. I think Adidas, when they had that logo, was their best. It has the three stripes on the arm. It's got the little cannons, you know, embroidered in there as well. The little red kind of, you know, piping on the side. And obviously for what it stands for, you know, Anfield 89, like that, I still think the most iconic moment in football. Like, you know, obviously I think the Invincibles, I agree with Rich, best team. But for me, everyone talks about Aguero, and I always find that ridiculous. That's the most iconic moment in football, wearing that kit. You know, it's up for grabs now, that line for me. And again, I was 10 years old, but I remember it like it was last week, like so vivid. And I don't think I come out of this kit for about 2 weeks after.
I don't think any of us did. We were sleeping in it, weren't we? We were sleeping in it for a week.
And I love it. And I literally love this shirt. And again, my kids don't get near it. Right, I'm sorry, you're never getting near this one. 100%. It was always going to be a number one. So, yeah, love it.
What can you say? I mean, obviously, the most iconic moment in English football history ever. I was only doubt about it. Yeah, you're right. I mean, anybody that says Aguero is the best moment just doesn't know what I'm talking about, doesn't know football history, doesn't understand what football means. They beat QPR at home. We beat Liverpool away. Liverpool at the time were the Man City of their era. Let's be fair.
To win two
as well. Yeah, a win wasn't enough. We had to win by two goals, exactly. And to go there to Anfield and do that was an incredible moment. And nothing will ever match that ever. You know, we've got an invincible season, which no one will ever match. We've got Mickey Thomas at Anfield, which no one will ever match. And people, you know, try and pretend that Chelsea and Man City and all this are bigger clubs than Arsenal. No, I'm sorry. You just don't have the history. You don't have those moments that we've had, and you never will have. You know, no matter how much money you throw at it, you're never going to be able to recreate these just iconic moments in English football history that will never be repeated. And it's Arsenal that's done them. No one else. And there you go. And that kit, obviously, is what we were wearing at the time. But, it's... Apart from the fact that the great memories it's attached to, it is actually a really, really,
really nice kit. It does everything. It's a really nice kit. I think, like, again, even before we won it, I remember when it came out, I loved it. Yeah. It was just a very nice kit, and everything was just great. It was a real nicely put together kit. So,
yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. It was a brilliant kit, and of course, it represents the greatest single moment ever in the history of football in the world, anywhere, ever. So it definitely deserves to be Adam's number one. I don't think too many people anywhere would argue with that. I wonder if Steve is going to go with a similar kit, or is he going to go with something different?
There's something beautifully German about that kit as well. So it really does look real proper Adidas kit. There's something beautifully German. I think Steve also mentioned that. Listen, I'm going to go with...
There, it screams Germany. Yeah, it was. The 1990 World Cup.
And there is something really sort of Eastern Blockish about it. It is absolutely brilliant. Yeah. Kenny Dalglish losing it as well, which is always funny. That's always a good one to see. But listen, I'm going to go with this black kit, right? Because that, to me, I think is visually probably one of the best away goals. just seen a comment about me. So I've got to say it's probably one of the most iconic tops. And you know what it means to me, and it signifies something very special, and it's something that we've talked about actually. It's this season pass that I think the fans are finally connected properly with this team, with the manager, with the team, the whole thing. And I want to go into where we ended up and how we fell away and everything else that goes with it. But to me, there's a shift in the Emirates. And we've all been going to the Emirates for a very, very long time, but there's a shift in the feeling, the way that we are, the things that happen, the unity of it. And going away, you know, we go away and I see the fans and just that camaraderie together. And who's the ones that we hear singing when we're away? It's always the Arsenal fans. So it's got to be the black one to me. Fastest selling top in Arsenal history. You know, literally went on sale and they just physically couldn't get enough out the door. Millions of pounds made from it. But I think it sort of signifies a new era. I'm just so upset. I really hope that one that's out there at the minute is not what we've got. Something's going to happen. It's got to change. But this to me is my number one, because for me, it's a new start. It's a new era. It's a new team. It's a new way forward. And the Emirates is finally that home that we wanted. It's not quite the Highbury as we know. We talked about that. But the Emirates is now a fortress for our fans. You know, so much so when Reece Nelson hit that goal. This is an interesting one. Reece Nelson hit that goal and apparently, according to, you know, the Twitter RC that went out, it actually measured as a sort of minor earthquake when we went mad. So no one sings about a library anymore. And when our fans go away, we represent our team and our club. Absolutely 100%. So for me, it's this one, always will be. That's my number one on there.
Wow. I mean, that's, you know, it is a very nice kit. There's no doubt about that. It's the cannon's the wrong way around, but at least it's a cannon and not the horrible badge. And so I suppose that's in its favour as well. The gold writing as well. We always like a bit of gold writing. We've had it on a couple of kits already, mentioned. So it ticks a lot of boxes. You're absolutely right. The only thing for me that would maybe, you know, I personally wouldn't put it as high as that, but that's only because it's such a modern kit, a recent one, and it doesn't have the history and memories with it maybe that other kits do. But that's not the kit's fault. That's just the timing of it, isn't it? But you're right.
Maybe it's a new start, mate.
It may well come to represent that this era in Arsenal's history, mightn't it? It may well represent that in years to come. Of course, it might well do. And it is a really nice kit. There's no doubt about that. Yeah. Talking about that Reece Nelson goal, actually, I was doing a watch along on a show, and because sometimes my watch alongs are a couple of seconds behind reality, while the game was going on, someone actually put a comment in the chat. Just as obviously the goal had gone in, and they said, "Oh, I knew Arsenal had scored because I could hear the roar from my house." Now, I don't know where that person lived, to be fair. They might have run a corner to the Emirates, but they could have lived the other side of the world. But they heard the roar from their house, so they knew we'd scored.
I've never heard the Emirates rock as much as when that goal went in. Even when we're playing Mario Kart lock from down the road. Seriously, it was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. I was very, not, I'm always proud to be a Gooner, but it was an especially proud moment right then. And I'm pleased actually Reece has won that award for that as well.
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and it was again one of the iconic moments of the season. Absolutely, and we wasn't wearing that kit, unfortunately, was we? We were in a home kit at the time.
Yeah, we were because we were at home. Obviously, that's the whole idea. Yeah. But what I'm saying is, hopefully. You would make it last day, Rich. I've had a whole day
of work, mate. Come on. No, I'm just saying. It was a great moment, everything else. We're talking about away kits and the kit you're wearing, and we didn't wear that kit on that particular moment.
We should have done, because I really like it.
It is a nice kit. There's no doubt about that.
I love the black kit. As I said at the beginning, I love the black kit. For me, like, if we'd done this in 5 years' time, it would probably definitely be in the top five. As similar to like you, Rich, it's like, it's a bit too new for me to class it as my favourite ever, even though it's probably the piece of clothing I've worn the most over the past 9 months. 100%. I love it. I think it's a great kit. Not just the shirt, the whole kit. I think it's just a really good, sharp-looking kit, you know, for a good, sharp-looking young team.
Yeah, but I agree with you. It's for me, it's too modern to be considered the best of all time. But this is all about our favourite, and that's what exactly. And it's Steve's favourite, and that's fair enough. And he's entitled to have his favourite, and it's a very nice choice because it is a very nice kit. There's no doubt about that. And I say, you know, the gold, the cannon, the fact that again, you see, and hopefully, if nothing else, what that kit might do is make the fans realise actually we don't have to have a yellow away kit necessarily. Yes, it's nice to have a yellow away kit, of course it is, but we don't have to have one. It's not what Arsenal need to have. And I think now that everybody's got used to us wearing a kit that they like that's not yellow, maybe that might make people realise now that we don't need to have a yellow kit. And I'm sure we'll still have one every now and again, which would be great. But we don't have to have one, do we? And that's maybe that might be the best thing to come out of it, really. Colonel says, "My street heard the roar of Sky Sports News. Paul Merson, and our reaction was brilliant. Goals by Reece, yet people moan that he got a new contract." Yeah, well, to be fair, it was only one goal. But anyway, it was a great goal, and he probably deserved a new contract on the back of it. So we're not going to deny him that moment, are we? Bongo Green says, "What award did he get? Goal of the season." Yeah, it was goal of the season, of course. It was. Steve says, "Don't hate on every non-JVC kit." No, we don't. You know, there's a lot of non-JVC kits that we do like. We're all wearing non-JVC kits, yeah. But yeah, I mean, obviously JVC are the ones that we remember most. Because they're our sponsor for the longest amount of time as well. So they've been on the most kits probably, or not so much the most kits, but the longest time frame, I suppose, of the kits. Adam went with obviously 88-89, well, 88 to 90, in fact, the iconic shirt. Steve's gone a lot more modern with the most recent away kit, last season's one, which, you know, even though they bring out a new, you can still wear that one, Steve. It's fine. Even if you don't like the new one, just wear that one next season. It's fine.
I can't do it, Rich. This is going to get hung up now. It's going
to
get
hung
up.
I think you're going to have to. You can still wear it. It's fine. You can still wear it. No one minds.
Only for you, Rich. Only for you. You just message me and tell me when.
anytime you like. Anytime you like. But yeah. So again, I suppose I've got to pick my number one, of course. And again, I think a bit like Adam, I think Arsenal fans of a certain age, you can only really pick one Arsenal away kit. It has to be that one, doesn't it? It has to be that. It can't be anything else. It can't be. It has to be that one. And yeah, you know, we've mentioned the reasons why, but it's just the kit itself. Look at it. What is there not to like about that kit? It's everything that an Arsenal kit should be, isn't it? Pretty much everything. And if Adidas could produce something like that every year, then that would be great, wouldn't it? Because that was definitely Adidas at their peak, wasn't it? They got a few good kits around that time, but that was definitely Adidas at their peak. They were right on the button with that. And yes, even if it didn't contain the moment that it contained in the end, the Anfield moment, it still would have been an amazing kit, wouldn't it? Let's be honest. Just look at it. It's just amazing, isn't it? And yeah, it's difficult to, and like you, Adam, I mean, I think I must have worn that kit that whole summer. I don't think I took it off the whole summer. It was just brilliant. So it has to be number one. I think pretty much every Arsenal fan over a certain age is probably going to always going to hold special place in everybody's memories, isn't it? And everybody's heart and everything else. And it is probably the most memorable kit, isn't it? For that reason, if nothing else. But it is a great kit. And I do like all the pictures that you've seen. Again, now we mentioned Rocky before. You know, Rocky looked good in that kit, didn't he? It kind of suited him. You know, Merson as well. Young Merson in that kit was just brilliant. Alan Smith, all those great players. All that, you know, that great season. Obviously, Tony Adams. I remember Tony Adams. Remember that game against Man United when he scored at both ends in that kit? That was, you know, again, an iconic moment from football history, wasn't it?
I remember that as well. I think that was the year that we won, I think Forest away was 4-1.
Yes, Forest away.
Forest were a good side back then. And I think I was obviously young, and that was my kind of one of my first away games. And I think that just that kit as well, being the Forest away, and I think Brian Marwood as well, I remember in that kit, and Steve Bold, you know, having a really kind of workman-like team. But we also had a bit of flair thrown in as well. It was just a really good time, I think. We had some good home kits as well, to be fair, at that time. Adidas as well.
Well, the home kit that season was great, wasn't it? Those two kits as a pair, a home and an away kit together, are just, they're perfect, aren't they? Because they complemented each other exactly. They were exactly the same kit.
Exactly the same kit, just different colours. They're perfect, yeah.
it was brilliant. Steve says, too bad you ran over JVC on the yellow kit, or they might still be the spot. The JVC still exists as a company?
Only just.
Do they? They're still around, are they?
Yeah, I think they are. But I think they've been taken over by a budget Chinese brand now.
Okay, right. I've got a JVC TV in the old spare room, so that's all right.
Yeah, it's still around.
How old is it though, Adam? If it's
that's 2 years old.
Is it really big, Adam? So everything you've got from that era is huge. So,
what, the JVC TV? I've only had it 2 years.
You sure, yeah. Mate? And one of the big tube ones, the projector things, like about. Yeah, you sure?
No, I'm sure. I'll take a picture for you. I'll send you it.
Well, I didn't even know JVC was still around, actually.
So around, JVC Kenwood. They actually started in the 20s, apparently.
Yeah, no, they were going for a long time. Yeah, I mean, you know, they were on our shirts for such a long time. I don't know, it's not something that I've seen a lot of JVC stuff anywhere, really. So, but anyway, and I'm glad they're still going. It's great that they are. But anyway, yeah, good stuff. James is going to say, doing James, he says, good evening, Rich, Adam, and... Blocky Bilbo. Oh, Blocky Bilbo. 71 Cup final shirt for me. 89-04. The gold shirt. Yeah, the gold shirt was nice. Pires Lob Schmeichel. And yeah, that was a great shirt as well, actually. 06 Henry at Madrid for me. Iconic players and gold. The only thing that stopped me picking that 06 shirt in the top five was the Champions League final. Unfortunately, it just reminds me too much of that. And I can't bear to think about that game again. So I didn't want to think about that shirt anyway much, but it was a great shirt at the time. But yeah, it's just got that bad memory, really, hasn't it, of Paris and all that. So there you go. Loki says the green and blue from 82. I've still got mine, chest 28 to 30 inches and one stripy sock. Well, I haven't got my original one. I've got that green and blue kit. I got a sort of a remake of it in a couple of years ago, which I still like, actually. I was going to wear it tonight, but when I've got a green screen, I can't wear it because it kind of blows out the green screen, unfortunately. But I was going to wear it tonight, but yeah, I do like that one as well. That almost made my top five, I've got to be honest. It almost did. It was just, it's probably number six, actually, I would say, that one. I did put a picture of it on just because I wanted to talk about it at some point. Look at that. That is a thing of beauty, isn't it? Let's be honest. I mean, look at it. You know, just incredible. Like,
yeah,
what a kit that is. It's just brilliant, isn't it? Let's be honest. I mean, those three players aren't exactly iconic Arsenal players, are they? Let's be fair. But an amazing kit. And those blue shorts were quite cool, weren't they? A little bit tight and a little bit short, maybe. But yeah, they were at the time, they were pretty good. I did like that kit, I must be honest. That was the first Arsenal sort of proper replica kit that I ever got for my birthday that summer, 1982. Brilliant stuff. Really enjoyed that kit as well. A couple of others that I sort of saved some pictures of that we, you know, just in case they were mentioned. Going back to Steve's very first choice, which was from 1913, I did quite like this one and a similar kind of theme, a white away kit with the, you know, with Adam's favourite sort of blackcurrant piping as well.
Because yeah, that was it, the mauve and gold one was a remake of the 1913 kit.
Yeah, that was 05-06. Another away kit I quite liked that almost made my list was this one, which is a more of a modern one, but that was a decent kit, wasn't it? That was a really nice one as well. I think I've got that one somewhere as well, actually. I seem to remember I've got that one knocking around somewhere. That was one of my favourite ones as well. And again, a more recent one that I quite liked, I think it was the third kit, actually, was this one, which was
a bit like different.
You didn't?
I did like that one.
I like that one as well. Yeah, but that was, again, a bit different. A bit of pink, a bit of black. Pretty cool. So, yeah, again, not great memories from that season, unfortunately. But another great kit. And, of course, the one I'm wearing as well, I quite like that as well. It was a decent kit at the time, wasn't it? But, again, a little bit too modern to have been considered in my top five. But that's just me. I'm very old-fashioned. I think that's my trouble. But there you go. James says there, that yellow and blue one, we took a photo of all the British lads outside the Emirates in, was class as well. Which blue one was
it? It was similar to the 02 one, but more recent. Emirates, really striking yellow.
I know what you mean.
Striking socks. It's very nice. Yeah, I agree with that. It's a very nice one.
Yeah, Steve says it looks too much like modern Real Madrid. Yeah, well, it doesn't.
Madrid have copied us. Yeah, like that was before Madrid.
Yeah, everyone copies us. We're the team. Everyone copies. Loki's the gold one. Yeah, the gold one was nice as well. That was, yeah. I remember cheering. That was 0-2, wasn't it? When we won the league at Old Trafford in that gold one, didn't we? That
Stephen
was
Wilson, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was an iconic kit. I mean, it's so. I mean, let's be honest. I mean, we said it at the beginning. I mean, we could have picked 20 kits each, probably, and they'd have all been different kits, and they'd all have been great with great memories and stuff like that. But I don't think we can have too many complaints with the list that we've produced, actually, because there's been some great kits on there and some great memories on the back of them as well. So, Adam's fifth one was the 94-95 blue and blue away kit, which was great. Steve went with the 1913 away kit of all white, which is very nice. And I did the 125 year in 11-12 blue kit as well. In fourth place, Adam went with the 2016-17, wasn't it? The famous one that hardly ever got worn. Oh, no, that wasn't. No, it wasn't. 07-08 third kit, sorry. I went with a 16-17 kit for the Giroud one. And Steve went with the Bruges Banana at four. At three, Adam went with a Cup Winners' Cup 1994 yellow kit, which was great, of course. Steve went with the blue lightning one, and I went with the Centenary 1985 one, Charlie Nicholas picture. In second place, Adam went with the Bruges Banana. Steve went with the Invincible 03-04, and I went with the Dennis Bergkamp double season of 98, the yellow with the blue stripe across the front. And of course, in number one, me and Adam both went with 88-90, the famous Michael Thomas shirt, and Steve with the one he's wearing, the most recent away shirt as well. So, right, out of all of them, then we need to come up with the definitive top five from all of those choices. Now, I think obviously two shirts got two votes each. So I think we've got the Bruges Banana 91-92 has to be included. And of course, the 88-89 as well. So those two are definitely in the final five because they've both got two votes. So we need to pick three more of those kits that we've been through there to get into our final five. What are we thinking? There's a lot of difficult choices, actually, I've got to be honest. I quite like the 94 one, Adam's one there with the blue kind of tyre tracks across it. I quite like that one, personally, having seen it again tonight.
Adam's massive roadkill one.
Yeah, that's brought back some great memories, that one. Adam likes that one still. He wants to go with that one, doesn't he? Oh, that is a nice kit, actually. I've got to be honest. I do like that one as well. It's tough, isn't it? It's tough. I want to put that 94 one in, I do, personally. The yellow with the tire tracks on it. I do kind of think that one.
It's a bit different. Yeah, that's a bit different, that one,
isn't
it?
That one there, yeah. I kind of think that should be in the top five. What do we think?
I'll go with that. No, I'll go with that. I think that's a fair one. That's a fair one to put in.
Right, okay. We'll go with that one as well. I just think that's a great kit, actually. What are we thinking? Are we gonna put the most recent one that Steve picked? Is that going to get into the final five, do we think? What do we think, Adam?
I think it should,
to be fair, because like we all like it. I mean, obviously, I think one of your reasons, Richard, maybe because it's more recent, but it's not because we don't like the kit, we love it.
I think
it's worthy of a place in the top five.
Yeah, no, that seems fair enough. Yeah, everybody likes it, so we'll go with that as well. So we've got one more kit to go in there. Is it going to be the Invincible kit that Steve put at number two? Got a higher score there. That's obviously gonna have to come with consideration, isn't it?
Mate, that's holy. That's like the Shroud of Turin. That's like, you know, that's history right there. You know, there's books
It is history, you're right. I mean, Adam's blue one there that he got out at the beginning. Obviously, we all like that one as well. That's a decent kit, isn't it? There's no doubt about that. I quite like that rare third kit from 2008, which we didn't wear very much just because of how rare it is as well. What should we go with?
Do we go with the Liverpool one? The Liverpool Germanic, you know, like do we go there, you know, with that top? You don't need a couple of votes on that one, boys.
I'm feeling the Invincibles, actually.
Good choice, I would say.
Should we go with the Invincibles as their final?
I'm not going to argue on that one at all.
Even though I don't like the collar, I just think what it stands for as much as anything else. And it is a great kit, let's be honest. A great yellow, which is good. Loki says the 98-99, which we wore once in the Champions League.
The blue one, the dark blue one. Dark blue.
Yeah, It was a strange colour kit, that wasn't it? That was one at Wembley, wasn't it? We were at Wembley, didn't we? Was it against Fiorentina or something?
White shorts, white socks, dark blue, and a little bit of red in the collar, I think.
It was quite nice, actually, wasn't it? It was quite nice, but it wasn't a proper kit.
Did
they ever sell that or not? I don't remember anybody ever having it.
I think it was a one-off that they made just for that game.
Yeah. I don't know. I do remember it. It was a great kit. Yeah, I remember Ray Parlour wearing it, actually. That's what springs to mind with that kit for some reason. Ray Parlour at Wembley. But anyway, James says, yeah, poke your 14 European Cups. We've got the better kits, Madrid. Exactly, yeah. You know, priorities, isn't it? What's more important? You know what I mean? Winning European Cup loads of times or having the best kits. I mean, there you go.
We're talking about kits today. We're talking about European Cups. So
we won't be a very long show with it, Steve. If we're talking about our European Cup memories, it won't be a very long show with it.
That'll be just a little trailer that we could put up. But no, this is all about this is all about tops today and fashion and sense. So, you know, there we go.
Exactly. Phil says, we've always had the best kits. Very interesting watch tonight. Cheers, guys. Thank you very much, Phil. Good to see you again, my friend. As always, Steve says there, this is fun, but it's not the same if El Stevio isn't drinking heavily. Well, you know, you could say that, but, it's just as much fun whether he's drunk or sober. It's the difference. It's
exactly.
Steve says there, we killed JVC. No, we didn't. Russ says, lads, really enjoyed tonight. Thank you for tuning in, my friend.
Good to
see you. Pretty well. Colonel's gone with the black one Steve's wearing. Again, see, everybody likes it, don't they? I love it. Loki's gone Leon. Was it Leon that we played with that kit on? It might well have been, actually, thinking about it. Yeah, I thought it might have been Fiorentina. Yeah, perhaps it was Leon. Russ says, do we remember the one-off white kit? Well, the one-off white kit that we've won twice in the FA Cup.
The white out one. Yeah. Interesting.
Yeah, we've won that twice, haven't we? We won against Forest and against Oxford, didn't we?
Yeah.
But yeah, don't really like that one, if I'm honest. Did they ever sell that in the shop? They didn't, did they? I don't know if they sold that, did they?
No, they charitied it off, didn't they? So I agree with that. I've got that kit, Colonel Ward. I've got that one.
Bob Marley Ajax one. Yeah, that is a great kit, actually. But it's not an Arsenal kit, so we're not going to put it in the list, unfortunately. Steve says there, do you have to speak German wearing that 1990 World Cup kit?
You've got to get past it.
Yourself, Steve. Come on.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, but anyway. But yeah, so that I know Loki did. It was Lons. Yeah, not Leon. It was Lons. I think you might be right. Yeah, because we did play Lons, didn't we, at Wembley? I think they beat us 1-0, didn't they? And we wore that kit. That's probably why we never wore it again, because we lost. But I mean, if we were to bin off every kit when we lose him, we would be changing kits every few weeks, wouldn't we? Let's be honest. We'd never keep the kit very long, would we? But anyway, so that has been our top five kits. I think number one has to go to 88-89 just because it got two votes at number one and it's probably the most iconic kit ever. And number two has to be the Bruce Banana, doesn't it? Because that got in two out of our top fives as well. And it only just missed out for me, to be honest. It was up there, one of the ones that I'd considered. A very tough choice because there's so many we could have picked. But yeah, I think we've done well there. I think we've picked some great kits there, actually, haven't we? And we picked some great moments and memories from it all as well. So, yeah, I think 88-89 is a fully deserved winner. I don't think there can be much doubt about that. It pretty much wins every Arsenal category, doesn't it? It wins best ever match, best ever season, best ever kit, best ever goal, best ever moment. It just everything, doesn't it? That pretty much best everything.
It's the best ever in our list.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, whatever list you're doing the best of or whatever it is, that's always going to be number one, isn't it? That anything about that night, really. So, but yeah, so that was a good show. I enjoyed that, actually, looking at some kits over the years, which I never thought I'd actually like doing, but I actually really did. So it's been good. And yeah, some great kits that we missed out as well, which is a shame. So if your kit didn't make the list, then we do apologise. But you just have to wear it yourself and show off. Yeah. I just want to show this one again because I did really like that one. And it's
like so wrong on so many levels.
It was that so really close is. To getting in my top five. So close. I think the only reason why it didn't quite make it is because every time I see that kit, it does remind me a little bit of Lee Chapman. And I don't like thinking about Lee Chapman playing for Arsenal because it's not really good for your mental health. So that's the only thing that probably stopped that getting in the top five, if I'm honest, because everything else about it is pretty good. It's just the memories of Lee Chapman falling over the ball every 2 seconds he got it, which wasn't great, was it? Colonel says, thanks for giving me some mental insanity back after having to agree Havertz might be good for us. Good show. I mean, yeah, what I wanted to do is obviously throughout the kind of summer mad season, I want to steer away from transfer shows and transfer speculation, all that kind of stuff, because there's so much of it out there on social media, and it's all a load of rubbish, really. Let's be honest. When a player signs, what we do is we see them at the Emirates in the Arsenal kit looking rather smart. And that's when we get excited that we signed a player. Yeah. All this other stuff is just noise that we can do without in our lives. So we're trying to keep away from that here and just looking at some other aspects of football and Arsenal and stuff like that until we actually have some actual news to bring you about signings, which may well happen in the next day or two by the sound of things. Could be quite an exciting few weeks, but we'll have to wait and see. Loki says John Hawley. Well, John Hawley's obviously in that picture, isn't he? John Hawley is the one on the right there with the nice moustache, as looking really cool. But yes, that was the season that he did briefly play as well. But yeah, not the greatest Arsenal team. That's probably why it didn't quite make the top five. But for me personally, it was a great kit and I love it and I still like it now. And I still wear it, actually, to play football and go down to the gym and stuff like that. So there you go. So that has been our favourite five, episode two, the favourite five away and third kits. Only one third kit got in, actually. That was the one that Adam picked from 07-08. That was the only third kit in. I thought there might have been a few more, actually. But anyway, it only turned out we just got that one third kit. I thought last season's third kit, the pink one, I quite liked. But anyway, that didn't seem to last very long, did it? It didn't work much, did they?
Only got one twice, didn't it, the pink one? Twice.
Two or three times, yeah. The women wore it a few more times, but even the women only wore it about the same for two or three
times. Well, I think they realised that if you're playing away, you're clashing because the kit's red. Pink's like literally as close to red as you can get. Yeah. So it's not many teams where you can get away with it. So,
well, I don't know. We could have won it Chelsea, couldn't we? We could have won it Man City. There's a few games we could have won it.
Could have won it, but they chose not to. It's just weird.
Yeah, because I think everybody liked the black kit, so they just wanted to wear that more, didn't they, maybe? I don't know if that was the reason, but anyway, they bought a black kit a lot more, and why not? Because it is very nice. And Steve's going to be wearing it next season, I'm sure, when he doesn't like the new away kit. Russ says, third kits generally should be seen and not heard. Well, yeah, potentially, yeah, but some of them have been all right, actually, over the years, haven't they? One or two. There was a white one we had. Do you remember the white one with the like kind of blood splatters on it from a couple of years ago?
Oh, God, that was horrible. Yeah,
reminds me of Willian, unfortunately.
Yeah, again, top five worst kits we could do next week. Top five worst kits. That'd be right up there.
I just made me think of them when you said about the third kits. That was the third kit that kind of sprung to my mind, actually, just because I remember Willian in it, which was nice. So that is that was our favourite away kits and that, which was really good, wasn't it? So next week we'll have to come up with another idea for a favourite five. There's a lot of things, you know, a few ideas knocking around. So we'll come up with something for next week and we will look at a top five, a favourite five, something else. Russ says the Freddy Krueger Marble Hall show. Yeah, that's the one, yeah. Exactly that one, yeah. I'm sure would get that, probably get a few votes, wouldn't it, for the worst kit, probably, but we'll see. Again, probably we could probably do a top five, a favorite five or least favorite five would probably be more apt, wouldn't it, for the least favorite five away kit. But yeah, that wasn't the best one, was it? So yeah, we'll come up with something for next week anyway. Loki says thumbs up. Yeah, give us a thumbs up if you've enjoyed it. It's been a lot of fun anyway. Adam, I know you was looking forward to this show. Did you enjoy it as much as you thought you would?
I did. I loved it. Every minute of it. Talking about football kits. What could be more fun, really? And it was a good excuse to go through my wardrobe that I've made a complete mess of, that I've now got to make right. But it also makes me realise, like, I think it's not just the kits. It's also the memories that the kits bring. Exactly. And I think that's the key thing about it. It's like, you know, it's not necessarily the best kit. It's the favourite kit. And it's the reason why it's your favourite kit. And I think it's always good to reminisce about memories of your football club, you know, and like, it's been great to talk about. So yeah, thank you very much for having me on.
Oh, it's been an absolute pleasure. And it's been, I'll say, thank you for sharing your wardrobe collection, which has been very good. And, you know, it almost became like a closure at one point, didn't it? You're talking about the stitching on the shirts and, the quality of the material, all that kind of stuff.
He absolutely took it to the next level. Yeah, I think he's really blown out the park, mate. Absolutely. Yeah. Had it handed to us on a plate by that man.
Yeah, exactly. There'll be no other show on YouTube ever that's gone through kits quite like that. It was just incredible.
Also that level. Well,
if you stay tuned, next week I'll go through my summer collection.
We look forward to that. So that's going to be good.
What's not? Yeah, for your summer collection.
Exactly. That'd be a good idea for a show, actually, wouldn't it? That'd take our mind off all this transfer nonsense, wouldn't it? Do a fashion show. That'd be good. You have to model them all next time, though. You'd have to model your summer collection.
Yeah, most of them fit. So, yeah.
Well, there you go. Well, that's a bonus, isn't it, really? There you go. So that's probably even better. But that was good. Steve, as well, I know you've been dying to do a kit show before, haven't you? So was it?
Mate, I'll take that off the bucket list. Done. That's done. You know, we pronounce Nike properly, not Nike or whatever. I don't know what that's going on. Okay. I mean, it's been absolutely brilliant to come on and not worry about, you know, are we buying someone or the other, or Freddie someone or the other from some team. Brilliant. The other one, again, I think what Adam says, it was a little bit of a stroll down memory lane for me. Some of the interesting parts, and you know, it wasn't so much about the fashion part of it. It was more about the memories, the iconic things, what's happened. I mean, you know, what's happened, you know, to our team as we've gone through it. So it's been absolutely brilliant to do. And there's no stress, and it was just really a nice little wander down memory lane. So thank you for having me on.
Absolute pleasure, as always. Steve says, wait until you hear how we say it. Yeah, we know how you say Adidas, and we don't want to hear you say it. I'm sorry. We're
not interested in it. Yeah. So no. Nobody says Adidas, right? No one says that, right? No one says, unless you're Harry Kane and you've got a speech impediment. Yeah, that's a Harry Kane thing. But not us. We say Adidas, Steve. Come on, just go. Just keep going. Move power through it, Steve.
Yeah. Quite honestly, I mean, there was just no need for that. Even to mention that, was it? I mean, let's be honest, you know, we were doing so well. And then he has to mention the way Americans say Adidas, which is
I will be having a call with him and discussing this in great detail, Rich. Don't worry about that.
I think you need to have words, Dave. You do. You need to have words and make sure that next time, you know, he gets things right, because that's what we need. But that has been great. And it is nice to get away from all the other nonsense that goes on in the summer, let's be honest. It is a lot of waffle, isn't it? Every year it's the same. We go through this, and I don't know why people put themselves through it so much and take every little rumour that's made up so seriously and get so embroiled in it all and get so, I don't know, so stressed about it. It's like, I'm not thinking every day, oh my God, are we going to sign someone today? I know that we will sign people because it's the summer, we always do. And when we sign them, they'll be unveiled in the kit and we can look at them and say, yes, what a great signing that potentially is. Or we'll look at it and think, oh, I wasn't expecting that. Or are they going to fit in? Is they the right? But we'll talk about it then when it's happened. I'm not talking about them now because we don't know. Kai Havertz looks as though it may well be happening, actually. So we may well have to start thinking about having a show about him potentially in the next few days, talking about him. But personally, I'll be reasonably excited if we get him. I've got to be honest. I think he's won the Champions League. He's got a winning goal in the Champions League final. There you go. So that's going to add something nice to the team, isn't it? But we'll talk about that as and when, if it does happen. Steve says there, or how I say... Collywobbles. Okay. Well, I don't quite know how that would work. But anyway.
Collywobble. It's a singular. There's not plural.
No, well, I mean, Americans like to do big everything, don't they? So everything's got to be bigger than everywhere else. So.
Big 4x4s, all of it. Yeah,
exactly. So, but anyway, enough about American history and culture. We're here to enjoy the Arsenal kits, and we have enjoyed them as well. They've been some great kits, some great photos, some great memories. Adam's great wardrobe collection, of which I'm sure there's loads more that you could freelance with in the future show. I'm sure you could bring a load more out and we'd enjoy them as well.
I can do a whole series if you want.
Yeah.
I think that could be a good idea, actually. That might be a way forward. I mean, I've got a load of kits knocking around, mostly away kits somewhere. I've also got that white one we just spoke about, the marble one, actually. I might wear that next time just for a laugh, actually, because I've got that.
Yeah.
But I've got some of the better ones as well. So maybe that's what we'll have to do. Maybe each show we just have to wear a different kit, won't we, that we like for whatever reason. But no, that was good fun. I enjoyed that. And I think there was a worthy winner at the end, wasn't there, of the fantastic 1989 yellow kit. So we'll just have one more last little look at that one before we go. There you go. Look at that. That is a winner. That is tonight's winner. Look at that. Tonight's winner. David O'Leary looking rather smart in it as well. And what can you say about that kit? Brilliant stuff. So that was a winner then, 88 to 90, in actual fact, the away kit there, the Anfield kit, as we'll always remember it for. So that is that then. Thank you for watching, everybody. Obviously, thanks to Adam for his fantastic collection and for the great choices that you made. And Steve as well, thanks for coming on and thrilling us with your kit choices as well. I mean, the 1913 one was a great shout, actually. Just throw that in there, which was brilliant.
Good to see one extreme to the other, 1913 to this season. It's like literally
the whole history, a whole history of North London in one show. What more can you want?
There we go. When football really came home,
it did indeed. It did come home, and it
really did.
and it stayed home ever since, and it's been great. But no, you're right. We covered pretty much the whole history there of Arsenal in North London, at Highbury and at the Emirates, and we got through all the kits, really. So all the eras, brilliant stuff. So yeah, I hope you've enjoyed that. If you did, please give us a like. Next week, we'll be back with another favourite five. What it will be is, I don't know yet, but we'll think of something, and it'll be good, I'm sure. So join us for that as well. And I say, if it's actually any transfers come in and we buy some players, we may well do a show and talk about that as well, potentially.
We'll have a chat.
In the next few days, potentially we'll see. But anyway, maybe over the weekend. But thanks everyone for watching. I hope you've enjoyed it. Please give us a like. If you are new, please subscribe. And we will see next week, if not before, with another great show coming up. The Favourite Five. Wow, brilliant, brilliant stuff. So take it easy, guys. We'll see you soon. And come on, you Gunners.
Gives it to Saka on that far side. Kyle Saka running at Luke Shaw. Cuts inside. Saka tries to shot for 25 yards. It's in. The far corner. What a great goal that is. For Kyle Saka. The comeback is complete. Arsenal 2. Manchester United 1.